A Case for Candor. With a deeply integrated cast, The Good Fight offers a rare vision of true workplace diversity by Janet Paskin and Jordan Holman. For ambitious women, it's an historically good time to get pregnant. Maternity benefits are only getting more generous, and companies tout increasingly family-friendly policies, but it's still pretty crummy. Nothing hurts a woman's earning power more than having a baby, and pregnancy discrimination isn't going away. Earlier this month, new moms filed suits relating to the latter against Netflix Inc. and mega law firm Jones Day. Not long ago, a smart young lawyer might opt out rather than deal with the inflexible demands of the partner track. That decision, in fact, was the basis for the plot of CBS's long-running legal drama, The Good Wife. Its streaming-only spin-off, The Good Fight, offers an alternative. Back in the big law world of Chicago, when fourth-year associate Luca Quinn, Nigerian-British actor Kush Jumbo, gets pregnant unexpectedly, she rejects a future as a political wife. Instead, as her belly grows, we see her juggling cases, negotiating the logistics of her maternity leave, and managing her own professional paranoia. Later, when a more senior colleague walks into Luca's office to find her pumping breast milk, she doesn't get embarrassed or ask him to leave. His discomfort is his problem, not hers. It's hard to overstate how radical that minute-long scene is. Nursing mothers almost never turn up on shows. When they do, it's for laughs. Same goes for the even more infrequent references to breast pumps, the modern appliance that lets a breastfeeding mom go back to work. As it turns out, the challenges of working a high-pressure job and having a baby give rise to all of the same social and moral questions that drive the program more broadly. The Good Fight is the rare show with a deeply integrated cast of the 8 main characters. 5 are black, 3 are white, 5 are women, 3 are well past 50. Rounding out the mix, there's at least one lesbian, an undocumented immigrant, a diehard Republican, and eventually a single mom. A mix of overlapping identities means no character ever gets pigeonholed as one thing.